I'm Laura, I'm an addict. I don't envy you, Brian. I'm very nervous. I've never been to this meeting before, and I was thinking, why do I feel so nervous? It's because I'm not in my comfort zone, and things aren't familiar, and that means I can't predict exactly, you know, what I'm doing, where I'm going. And I've been trying to push thoughts about what I'm going to share about out of my head for most of the day. But just to say briefly where I came from, I came from streets, squats, institutions, and a lot of chaos, and obviously drugs. It was all fueled by drugs. And that was my life from pretty much 14 upwards when I'd left home. And I tried first to get clean in 1989, and I kind of did what was suggested. I kind of followed what other people were doing, had no belief in it really. Didn't really understand what it was all about. Got a bit of clean time, but not really any recovery, not any quality, and sort of buggered off for 11 years to go and smash myself up some more, and came back around about 3 years ago. I wasn't someone who had a sort of slow progression into addiction. It was a couple of years mucking about here and there, and then it kind of just went full strength into it, and it was very destructive, very chaotic, very angry. I was always in hospital for some reason or another. I had health problems that I found out about when I was 18. I got very angry. And I basically used every childhood excuse or issue and every event that happened to me when I was using to fuel more drug usage, and you know, nearly killed myself so many times in the process, really. That's the bottom line of it. When I came back into recovery about three years ago, I decided that although, okay, I'm an addict, I'm also a lunatic, I'm a mental patient. I've been given lots and lots of labels. I don't choose to look at those labels today, whatever outside help I get. And, you know, I was at a meeting last night, and the kind of theme was surrender. And to know that I feel on a daily basis when I wake up that the obsession to use is lifted, and that I want this program is just such a relief. I get very emotional about that because I struggled knowing it was there for so long and just not being able to access it, not being ready, not wanting to let go of reservations, of which I had quite a few. And I don't have that in my life now. I'm not saying I don't struggle. I'm not saying I react well all the time. You know, my behavior sometimes isn't great. But you know, I'm doing step six at the moment, and what I'm trying to teach myself through support of my sponsor and others is not to get a baseball bat out and bash myself every time I make a mistake, and to remember that I'm human. And I find that useful for me. I think addiction, you know, this disease causes everyone, myself, to beat myself up all the time, and give myself every excuse not to like myself. And I personally think self-hatred is a defect. When I feed into self-hatred and I allow myself to be destructive, it feeds my addiction. And it doesn't have to be about picking up drugs. It can be with anything at all. You know, I'm kind of crossing the bridge to normal living at the moment, and it's a bit scary, but you know, I'm ready. I'm really ready. I feel really enthusiastic about things at the moment, and I started college this week, where I predicted that I was going to be sitting in a room full of people and I was going to feel like a freak, because there are other recovering addicts there, and all quite professional people, and I've never really worked in my life. I never had the opportunity to do anything, because addiction didn't allow me that. And I didn't feel that way. I felt constructive. I felt like I felt quite normal, which shocked me. You know, I didn't stand out like I thought I would. And you know, when I came around, it said, you know, if you want what we've got and are willing to make the effort to get it, then this is what you've got to do. And you know, through the steps, I do believe they're a tool for living. And I wanted what other people had. I wanted to have, you know, I wanted to smile and mean it. I wanted to laugh and feel happy. I wanted to be productive. I wanted to know how to handle being responsible, because responsibility just wasn't something that was on my list when I was using. I didn't really have a clue what it was. And although I struggle and I get panicky, I get anxious, you know, things don't always go my way, I'm happy to be doing what I'm doing, because I just feel like I'm moving forward. I don't feel stuck a lot of the time. You know, and self-pity as well, I was rife with that for a long time, and I've had a period of a while where I haven't felt like a victim about anything, and I think that doing my step four and reading that out and the step five allowed me to let go of a lot of stuff that I didn't actually realise I'd be able to let go of, and I'm so glad I've done it. I feel a lot freer. You know, my head can talk absolute crap a lot of the time, and I just have to remember not to believe the negative stuff. Teach myself, I have to talk to myself. I can wake up in the morning and sit down for half an hour or so and not turn the TV on, not turn the radio on, not pick up the phone straight away, and just, you know, suss out how I'm feeling. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I feel like shit, but I have to think to myself, am I going to turn that around or am I going to stay like this? You know, because I can be quite stubborn and feed into my head. So I'm making a conscious decision at the moment to try and start my day off by being positive, I suppose. You know, I do have some stumbling blocks. As I said, with my health, it's a constant consequence, but it's not something that I have a reservation that if that happens and if that happens, I'm going to go and use. I don't ever feel, you know, for a long time I thought I was doomed, that, you know, I'm going to drop dead any minute. It was all very dramatic and irrational, and I don't live like that. I don't live like that anymore. I don't see any reason for me ever to need to use again. I just don't. I've seen some people go through some amazing and painful things, and they've been carried, and I've been carried, literally. I had a spell in hospital a couple of years ago where I lost use of my legs for a while, and I was literally carried off to have a cigarette out the hospital doors by some enabling recovering addicts who'd had enough of my moaning and my tantrums that I needed to smoke. But anyway, people were there, and in that space of time of being in hospital, I had 17 people. I counted, you know, I wanted to know how much people really cared, actually, because I didn't quite believe it for quite a while. 17 people came to visit me, and in the 15 years of being in and out of institutions, I didn't have even a handful of people come to see me, and the people that did would come into the ward for a cup of tea because they were homeless. That was it. It was quite sad and quite lonely, and this fellowship's amazing. I'm very, very grateful. I don't really know what else to say. It's kind of like in a nutshell for me, really. I can't think of anywhere I'd rather be, anything that I'd rather be doing. I don't regret coming to recovery. I feel like I want to cry. I want a drink of water, but I'm so nervous. I don't want to stick my hand out because it's shaking. I don't want people to see how vulnerable I feel. But that's all right. You know, I was very hostile when I first came around. You'd get a grunt or a swear word out of me for quite a while, and that was about it. wasn't very communicative. And I used to see people doing various things and, you know, good stuff like service and think, well, I'd never be able to do that. Because I didn't feel worth it and I didn't think that I could commit to anything. And I do quite a lot of service and I really enjoy it. It's not a chore, it's just from feeling so alienated and so lonely and so kind of out in the cold literally for so long, it's just so easy to get involved for me. And I go to lots of meetings. I ring my sponsor, you know, she said to me, I'm not a therapist, I'm not your mother. Damn, you know. That would be nice. But, you know, I'm finding that I don't ring her every time I've got a drama. I don't embrace dramas, you know. I try and knock them on the head a bit because they just stress me out. I don't know if I'm getting old or whether I'm getting a bit weller or I'm improving. I don't quite know what it is. I just don't want loads of chaos. And, you know, as I said, I'm at college. I got given a beautiful flat this year. I've been homeless for literally 20 years, and in the space of the same week that I'd run away from home, I got given a flat. And I couldn't believe it to the point where I almost didn't want to go on holiday. So I wanted to stay in my flat because I just loved it so much. I mean, who wouldn't want to go on holiday? You know, I felt like I had a dilemma going on. It was a bit mad. But I feel so grateful. I had nothing. When I made the decision to stop using, this time round I was in a mental hospital. I'd just come off a home office section for something pretty unpleasant that I'd done through drugs. And I had two black bin liners with holes in that had mouldy clothes in that you wouldn't even wash and leave at a charity shop door. And I have a life and I have people in my life. And God, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks.